You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we began our service in darkness. Not because Easter is dark, but because that's how the first Easter began, in darkness. And now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And the women, they came to the tomb carrying spices to prepare the body of Jesus for its resting place. But they also came carrying grief. They came carrying the weight of what they thought was the end. And they came wondering who was going to roll the stone away so that they could prepare Jesus for the tomb. They came expecting death to be final. But behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. And then the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen just as he said." Before the women were able to even begin doing what they came there to do, Jesus had already completed what he came to do. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And that changes everything. The angel continued. He said, "Come see the place where he lay, and then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." And so they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and with great joy. And they ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and they took his feet and they worshiped him. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." For the women, the question was no longer whether or not the tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. They saw that with their own eyes. They saw Jesus. And so then they ran to tell the disciples. And Jesus appeared to the disciples too. And so for the disciples, the question was no longer whether the tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. They saw Jesus. And for us today, the question is not whether the tomb is empty either. The stone is rolled away. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And that changes everything. Those words are there. You got to say them too. And that changes everything. It changes who you are today. Right, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are of this earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. It seems odd that we would, in this celebration of Christ being raised from the dead, that we would turn to a text that says, "You have died." What does that mean? Well, Paul in Romans 8 says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And so we were buried with him, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ is raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, that we too might walk in newness of life." In your baptism, you were buried with Jesus. You are connected to him in an incredible way. And just as Jesus was raised from the dead, we too walk in newness of life. Your old life is not your identity anymore. Your sin is not your identity. Your shame is not your identity. Your failures are not your identity. Your identity is with Jesus. And so as you are called to walk in this newness of life, you are called to set your mind on the things that are above. To set your mind on Jesus, who is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, who is ruling over all creation. And as you fix your eyes on the things that are above, as you fix your eyes on Jesus, that's you learn from him. You love like him, and you lead others to him so that all might know that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And that changes everything. And so if Jesus is really risen and that changes everything, if that changes who you are now, what does that look like to actually live in that hope? Well, next week we're going to start a new series called Living Hope as we walk through 1 Peter answering that very question. So I'd love for you to join us next week as we keep asking what the resurrection of Jesus means for us, means for you and for me today. But maybe you're here and this hasn't changed everything for you yet. Maybe you're here because it's Easter and you're supposed to be here. Maybe you're here because your family's here. Or maybe you're here carrying grief or carrying questions that haven't been answered or carrying just exhaustion from life. And so you're here hoping that you might find something solid to hold on to. Well, even if this hasn't changed everything for you yet, this is the day. Easter is the day. It is God's announcement that Jesus died and rose again for you too. This is not just good news for other people. Right? This is just not good news for good people. It's not just good news for churchy people. Right? This good news is for you too. And so I invite you to come back and to hear more about what this means, about what Jesus has done for you. And again, I encourage you to fill out a welcome card. Come chat with me this week because Jesus has done great things for you. And not just for you today, but for you for eternity. Because on the last day, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Easter is not only about today. Easter is about eternity. Easter is when God proclaims that death does not get the last word, that the grave is not the end. This past Friday, one of my friends texted me. He's a pastor in a different state, but he texted me that he began his Good Friday in the cemetery, at a graveside as he was leading a committal. But it was a service that was unlike any other that he'd ever done, because it was just him and the funeral director and the casket and a hole in the ground. And there was one other person who came, a neighbor, but he had to go to work, and so he couldn't stay. And if you looked at that from the outside, that felt lonely. And it felt final. It felt like death had won. But yet, even there, even in what felt like death had the final word, he was able to claim something even greater than death. That because Jesus is risen and will return, death is not the end. Those who belong to Jesus will be raised up on the last day to new and eternal life. That's our hope. Right, that's not a question mark, that's not a wish, but it is a sure and certain confidence that because Jesus is risen, on the last day, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That changes everything. Right, that changes your today, that changes your eternity, and it gives you something to share. Right, the women departed quickly from the tomb with fear and with great joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. And even when Jesus met them on their way, he said to them, "Go and tell." Right, go and tell. These women, they just had figured this out. They'd just seen Jesus. They didn't have every answer, but they had news. Right? They had good news that they couldn't keep to themselves. Right? The resurrection is not news that we hold on to for ourselves. It's news that we share with others. It's news that we share with those whom we love. It's news whom we share with that we share with those who are hurting. It's news to share with those who are afraid. And it's news to share with those who think that death has won. This good news was for the women, and so the angel proclaimed it to them while sitting on the stone. This good news was for the disciples, so the women ran to tell them. This good news was for the whole world, so the disciples went to all the corners of the earth to spread the news. And this good news is for you. Right, someone in your life at some point has shared this news with you. Good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that changes everything. And when Jesus changes everything for us, we want others to know this good news so that he can change everything for them too. That first Easter morning, the women went to the tomb expecting death to be final. But instead, they found life. Right? We are gathered here today because of the life that is given to us, to you and to me and Jesus. Because he has risen, because he has defeated sin, death, and the devil for you, that changes everything. It changes your today, it changes your eternity, and it gives you some good news to share. So go this week, go today proclaiming the good news that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, hallelujah, and that changes everything. It changes everything for you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is risen from the dead and who changes everything. Amen.